Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. And now, let's meet our guest and find out what we're talking about in this episode. Our topic today is going to be green energy and sustainability. And to have that conversation, we are in the studio with Joyce Bodo. She is Government Affairs and Demand Response Administrator with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Louis O'Berry is also here. He is their Energy Management Advisor. So I know, Joyce, that a lot of what Rappahannock Electric Cooperative does in the past conversations that I've had with them, they are very intent on being sustainable, on having green energy. It's not your grandfather's power company, so to speak. But I know, you know, green and sustainability and all of these buzzwords mean different things to different people. So kind of explain to me how REC defines sustainability and green energy.
Well, sustainability has been part of our mission statement for a long time, and it essentially means how do you be efficient with the resources you have today and use them in the future? So using as the least amount of resources that you have, basically. So we look at it from a lot of different perspectives. It's promoting renewables. It's promoting energy efficiency. It's recycling as much as we can at work and promoting that mindset to our members and just giving advice and tips on how to be more green to our membership.
Well, I know education is at the forefront of everything that REC does because it's not just the act of you providing the power to your members, but it's making sure that your members know how to be efficient in using that power. I've always kind of joked, and I think in a previous episode with Kent Farmer, your CEO, I laughed that I'd never met a company that strives so hard to have its members pay them less. It doesn't seem like that would make sense from a business perspective, but that's kind of what REC is all about.
Right. It's doing the best for our members, right? People like Louis really help our members use the least amount of energy as possible and how to be conscientious about what we're using.
So you guys have some things that you offer to members, some programs and things along those lines. I know that one of them is Cooperative SunShare. Mm-hmm. So what is that exactly?
Cooperative SunShare is a new program. It's a community solar program. So if a member wants to purchase solar, they can. A lot of homes are not set up for solar panels. Maybe you have a lot of trees around your home. Maybe you live in a townhouse or an apartment complex where you don't have the space to actually put the panels on your home. And the upfront cost can be expensive. So with SunShare, you can sign up online. You can call in to our call center representative and actually purchase solar blocks, and it'll appear on your bill. And so those solar blocks are coming from two Virginia solar panels. One is in Clark County, the other's on the Eastern Shore, and we're really excited about this program.
It just sounds so cool. I think Chris referenced it too in a previous episode when he was talking about the one in Clark County, because you can actually see it from 522 when you're driving down the road, and it is a cool sight to just see them first and foremost. But it's really cool to then know that power is being, you know, distributed out to people here in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our way of making Virginia go green. And we have another solar panel at our Fredericksburg office at our headquarters. We have a 10 kW system where members can actually get a tour and learn more about how energy is converted into solar power. You can log on to our webpage and you can see the live output of that solar panel. It's updated every 15 minutes. It explains what the weather was like that day. So you can see a drop in power when it's cloudy out, and on sunny days you can see the output go up.
That sounds way cool. So what is net metering? How does that work?
Net metering is for members that install renewables at their home or their business. So you can put solar panels up. Sometimes we have wind turbines. Those are the top two ways that our members use net metering. It's called net metering because the output for that solar panel is netted against the usage at your home. And then if you generate more solar power, it rolls over to the next bill.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So you can kind of bank your power, but more or less.
Absolutely.
Wow. And you guys, you mentioned this earlier too, electric vehicles. That's something that you guys have gotten more into.
Yes.
And they are so cool. I'm not sure I would remember to plug mine in. So there's my first problem. I would forget to plug it in and then get halfway down the road and then have to call my husband to come and pick me up. Does that really happen? I mean, am I not understanding how electric vehicles work?
Well, electric vehicles, we're also really excited about electric vehicles. And we have actually an employee team that's been looking at EVs for several years now. We purchased a Chevy Bolt with a B. That's an all-electric version in 2007, and we wrapped it with this REC Green Together logo. We drive it around town, and people love to look at it, see that there is no gasoline engine on the inside. But the car would not, it would remind you repeatedly if you're about to run out of electricity.
That's good to know.
Yeah. And we also have a webpage about electric vehicles. It's myrec.coop/electric car. You can go on there. You can learn about charging stations. You can learn about how much electricity does it really cost to charge your car. And if you're thinking about installing a charging station, you can give us a call and we can have our engineering department come out and take a look and make sure that your transformer is actually set up. If you've got a cul-de-sac and five people in that cul-de-sac all have level two charging stations, it might cause an issue on the transformer. So we just want to, you know, provide that information to our members.
Well, and you guys do a lot of things in-house from a recycling and sustainability perspective, too. You were kind of giving me a rundown of that list before we turned on the mics.
Yeah, so we've been recycling for a long time. A lot of those materials coming out of the warehouse, if you can imagine, there's porcelain, there's transformers, there's meters, there's wood, there's metal, all of these different things. We have been recycling for a really long time, but in December of this year, all four of our offices now have access to single stream recycling. And single stream means you can put all of your recyclables in one bin. So your paper and your plastic and your glass and all of these things go into one bin and then they're sent to a facility for recycling. We have recycled a lot in-house and we're still training our employees. We've got cute little signs above the trash can, what you can put in the trash and what you can put in the recycling. And basically, if it has food particles on it, do not recycle it.
Well, and that's one of those things. It's an easy thing that we can do at home ourselves.
Yes.
But I think it's cool that you guys have taken that, you know, and made it an in-house policy.
Absolutely. And I think employees are seeing that they can transfer that knowledge about recycling to their home or vice versa. If they've been recycling at home a long time, now it's second nature in the office. And so we're all kind of encouraging each other. When we have an employee team for sustainability, and we kind of give each other a hard time if one of us comes in with a styrofoam cup. And, you know, where's your reusable mug? So we do kind of just encourage that a lot in the office.
Well, and some of the other things, you know, that I know about because I am an REC member is paperless billing.
Yes.
It's those little things that you don't think about that really do make a big impact.
Yes. And a paperless bill, it saves the cooperative a lot of money. And so that those savings get passed on to our members. So each paper bill that's converted to a paperless bill, I think, saves 60 cents.
Wow.
When you have got tons of people going paperless, it's better for the environment. You don't have to recycle that paper. You can pay it online on Smart Hub, and it saves the cooperative money as well. And so we've really been promoting paperless billing as a sustainability initiative, but also just good for the environment, good for the co-op initiative.
So tell me about LED lighting.
So LED lighting it's a new type of lighting. It was really introduced several years ago. So prior to that, you had CFLs. So LED is a much brighter light, and it's more efficient. And so you can light more space cheaper is what you could say. So we have outdoor lights for commercial and members and parking lots, all these different LED applications we've been converting over those lights over the last several years. And so if you've got a different type of light, like a sodium or mercury vapor, and you'd like to change that out to an LED, you can call us and we can take care of that. As those older lights are
kind of worked out of the system.
Working out, yeah, we're replacing those with LEDs as well.
And that's also handy too, because they have to be disposed of in a lot of cases in certain ways. So if we can kind of have you come in and just take care of the whole process, that saves me on my end as well.
Absolutely. And even in your home, we've got a program with Cree Lighting where you can get discount LED lights for your home. You can get just standard lights and then also recessed LED lights on our website. For basically, it's half off.
Well, and that's one of the things that I learned. Lewis has done the Valley Today show with me on a couple of different occasions. And one of the things that I learned from him about LED, and Lewis, you can talk about this a little bit more too, is that lighting is probably the least expensive part of your electric bill these days because we have gotten all of these technology advances.
Yes, ma'am. It typically accounts for 3 to 5% of your annual energy use. So if you look at that on a monthly basis, lighting is a very small portion of the actual bill. You know, we talk about it a lot, where the weather load or the heating and cooling portion, residentially speaking, is a big portion of the bill. You know, LEDs are very reliable. They have a long longevity if the electronics hold out on them. So if you invest in a good quality bulb, it's going to give you good service, along with the fact that they are 80% more efficient than its predecessor, the incandescent bulb. So there is some energy savings there. And, you know, we always advise you to take the pragmatic approach and replace bulbs that are, you know, that you use lighting in certain rooms that you use more than others, like outdoor lighting, common areas, things like that, where they're used more. But there is definitely definitely sustainability in using LED bulbs.
Well, and Lewis, Joyce has talked a lot about some of the different programs that REC offers, some things that you guys have done in-house. Your main job as the energy management advisor is you're basically teaching us as members how to be as efficient as we can in our homes as well. So how do you do that?
Well, it's more education than it is anything. I mean, you know, we try to do our best to, you know, kilowatt hours. I'm a consumer just like you are. So I think in dollars and cents. And that's what most people think about. So they look at their bill, they look at dollars and cents. A lot of times some translation gets lost there because there's not a good correlation and an understanding of what appliances and what am I doing that's actually costing me.
I see the yellow stickers on my appliances and have no idea what that actually means.
So all those things, you know, come into play. So our job is to not only assist with giving tips and tricks, as you say, but it's more education than it is anything. So if you understand what a kilowatt hour is and you understand what appliances in the house are using the most energy and how they're using the most energy and what you can do to save those on those certain items is definitely where you typically have the most benefit from.
And that's one of the other things too, you know, that REC offers as part of this overall sustainability movement is you can come to my house and do an energy audit and show me where those problem areas might be.
Absolutely. And it's very beneficial. I mean, sometimes it's more diagnostic than others. Sometimes it's more of a holistic approach with a walkthrough. Either one of those serve very well.
And is that offered to any REC member?
Any REC member.
So I can just call up and say, hey, I think my electric bill's too high. Can you send somebody out to do a walkthrough of my house and tell me if I need to replace my refrigerator?
Typically, we'll consult with you by phone first, kind of get a baseline for what your concerns are and what's going on, and maybe have some conversation leading up to. So if there's some major items that are just kind of out there, like an apparent equipment issue or something that would reveal itself in the usage, because, you know, you can look at your smart hub, you can see your daily and your hourly power use, which really nails down what is using what in the house. So, you know, with our skills and abilities, we're able to look at that data and interpret it and kind of pass that down. So not only some things we can solve right from the office, and some things, you know, it's good to get out in the field and get your boots on the ground and go take a look at it and see what's going on.
Awesome. Well, I have one last question before we wrap up today's episode, and I'm hoping that one of you has the answer to it, because you mentioned it briefly in passing before we came into the studio and turned on the mics, and it has to do with recycling and the fact that you guys do a lot of that with things that come out of your warehouse. What do you do with the old poles? Because I wouldn't think they, because aren't they treated with stuff? I mean, can you recycle those old power poles?
Some of the poles, no, we can't recycle because they're treated, and so that just
yeah, they are what they are.
We'd like to recycle them, but sometimes it's just not possible. But we do what we can.
Because I've always wondered where old, you know, you see that with the real old railroad ties now. People are repurposing them into outdoor things and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. I always wondered what happens to all of those old power poles.
A lot of times stuff gets repurposed.
Because recycling also does mean repurpose. It doesn't mean that you're taking it back to its original form or chopping it up to make it into something else. You could do that in the original form that it's in.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, we are going to wrap up today. So I want to thank Joyce Bodo has been here with us. She is the Government Affairs and Demand Response Administrator for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Louis O'Berry is also here. He is the Energy Management Advisor for REC. I know that we are going to do separate episodes with each of them, talking in more detail about some of the things that we have discussed today. So if you are interested in hearing those, remember you can always find them at theriver953.com. All you have to do is click the podcast and choose We Are REC. You can also find all of the podcast episodes in the Apple Podcast app, Google Podcast app, as well as on Spotify. So I hope you will go out and do a search for We Are REC and stay tuned for an upcoming episode.